Hey guys, thanks for swinging by the podcast and checking out this episode. I encourage you to check out previous episodes and follow for future episodes. I'm just sharing stuff about myself, my life, spirituality, energetics, meditation, and emotion, and everything in between. I am an intuitive, empathic, spiritual life coach with a passion for guided meditation and visual journeys. And let's talk about life. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and always trust that your free will is your biggest superpower. I am not a medical professional, so please seek a medical professional for anything that medical professionals should deal with. And on to the episode. Hi guys, thanks for checking out this episode. I wanted to touch base today on an experience I had getting back to my nighttime meditations. And I shared a post, a shorter post about this. Not shorter, it was a longer post for social media, but I shared a post on my social media about it, and I wanted to read the post to you and chat a little bit about this. So if you've seen this post, bear with me while I read it, and we'll chat more about it when we're done, because I feel like this is completely what happens in meditation. I'm at home. My dog's roaming around barking at things, so if you hear him on occasion, just ignore him, and hopefully it won't be much. Okay, so here we go. On the post, I shared a picture of myself at night in the dark meditating, and I said, "This is me, raw in here in my nighttime meditation." I had walked away from my meditations at night for a while. Not on purpose, but because life got in the way and I stopped trying at night for me and started simply landing without purpose. So today I started back. Today I started with 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. Just music, my breath, and my thoughts. And there were many. Here's how it went. Listened to the music, focused on my breath, started thinking about my lips being dry and imagining where my lip balm was. I smelled the remnants of the bath salts I used earlier and remembered how much I loved them and recalled how soft my skin felt. I thought about this post and if I really wanted to share it or not. I thought about my chakra course I'm organizing, about the jewelry I'm making, about the holiday tasks, and about my foot that was going numb a bit. There was more, but you get the picture. And you know what else I did during all of that? I focused on my breath and how it felt moving through my body. Listening to the calm music, letting it soften my reactions. I sat in the dark cozy within myself without interpretation, or without interruption, I should say. And I let my mind go. I let my thoughts out of their cages they're contained in during the day, allowing them to wander where they like, trusting it's safe and okay for them to do so. And you know what? It feels good. It feels real. It allowed a moment in time for my mind to do. It allowed a moment in time for my mind to not have to work or be. It could be free. You know what else? I don't have to take those thoughts to bed with me or to try to shut them down or numb them with some random short, quirky videos. Yes, some of them will still go to bed with me or even new ones. However, these few moments have allowed me to invite in peace and ease before I lay down. Sometimes a meditation practice starts or restarts like this. It may feel a bit messy, and it's still productive. You get to find the tools that support your unique practice, one step at a time, starting with just 5 minutes, learning to sit with your thoughts. So that was the post, and it was a bit of a moment for me to sit there and let it all happen. I do that on a regular basis, and I had gotten away from that. And I realize now that's important. I do meditate every day. I meditate at work. I have found my way to meditating in the morning. And talking to you right now, I realize it's easier now for me to meditate in the morning than it is at night. And that is the complete opposite of how I started my meditative journey. I started meditating back in 2011, and I started meditating at night because I was dealing with some insomnia and I was dealing with some migraines, and I wanted to have some kind of tool to slow my energetic roll when either of them got carried away with me. So meditation became a ritual that I did every night. And it was really powerful. It actually helped me connect with a deeper part of myself that I didn't even know was there. It brought me to my intuitive self. It introduced me to the notion of my spirituality and my empathic nature. It actually laid the foundation for some really profound connections with spirit. And that's probably a conversation for a whole other podcast, which I would love to share with you soon. But it was a ritual that I did every night. And at one point in time, I would meditate on each chakra. I had a playlist of all the chakras, a song for each chakra, and I would meditate on each chakra every night. Oh, hey, my computer is making noises. And it was fantastic, and I remember that. And I walked away from that along the way. I don't exactly know when I stopped meditating at night, but somewhere along the way, I stopped meditating at night, and it became something I did on occasion. And then eventually, I've now gotten away where I don't do it. It's rare that I meditate at night, which is so different. It wasn't something that I did on purpose. It was just something that happened. And I think that's what happens in our meditation, because it's so easy to get away from our practices that connect us with ourselves, whether it's meditation, journaling, reading, praying, whatever it is. Those practices are so easy to walk away with. It just starts with, oh, I'm not going to do it tonight, but I'll do it tomorrow. Well, then something else comes up and no, I'm going to wait and do it tomorrow. Next thing you know, it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, 2 years later, and you've gotten away from it. And I'm here to say that's okay. It's completely normal for that to happen in our lives. It's also okay to get back to it. And that's what I'm trying to do. This is not trying. This is what I'm going to do. That's what I'm starting to do now. Am I jumping right in to the full 40-minute chakra balancing meditation every single night? Absolutely not. When you start back at the gym, if you haven't lifted weights for a while or you haven't trained in a while, do you jump right into picking up the heaviest weights or running the longest distance right away? No. You start in just a little bit and work up to it. Meditation is the same way. Meditation is a practice or an exercise just like that. It gets to be a space where you are held and where you witness your full self. And sometimes that requires us to witness the bumps and bruises and chaotic emotional parts of ourselves and trust that it's a safe space to do so. And if that feels scary or overwhelming for you, then I invite you to set a timer. Set a timer for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Start small and work up. Set a timer, play some music, and just let yourself witness yourself, your emotions, your thoughts, your body, your mind, the whole process. Because chances are you contain or cage yourself in your thoughts, trying to control your experiences throughout the day. And at night, if you can carve out those few moments to just let them unload, then you're doing so with purpose and with intention in a chosen safe environment. And that way it doesn't happen to you as you go to bed. So I guess my question for you is there a practice that you've walked away from? A practice that you used to do on a regular basis that helped you feel more you, that you were passionate about and really enjoyed but you walked away from it. I would love for you to share that with me in the poll question, what'd you think of this episode section on Spotify or on social media, or I have a work with me form on my webpage. You can stick it in there and send it to me. I would love to know, what is a practice that honors you inside? And have you walked away from it? And then my other question is, what's one step you can take to find your way back to it? That's what I'm doing. I'm taking one step back into my nighttime meditation. And I'm excited about it. And I'm also trying not to be hyper-focused on it. Because I dive in, I get excited, and I get hyper-focused, and I get right back into it. It would be actually really easy for me to be like, I'm going to meditate every day for an hour at night. I'm going to go in, and then I do it for 4 days, and then that's it. Not even 4 days. I do it for 3 days, and I'm like, hit the fourth day, and I'm like, I'm not doing this for an hour. I don't have that in me. And then I walk away from it. So for now, I'm setting up consistency. 5 minutes, that's it. I'm going to sit on my meditation pillow next to my bed, not in my bed. And I'm going to sit for 5 minutes and play music and just let my mind unfold. And that's how I'm going to start back to my nighttime meditation practice. I'm excited to continue my consistency with it. I mean, legit, it's been one day. Ask me next week's podcast, if I'm still doing it. We'll see. However, I'm excited to get back to it because they're an inadvertent byproduct of me walking away from my nighttime meditation was me walking away from a spiritual personal practice. I practice spirituality for work. I practice spirituality in the morning. I practice spirituality with, intention and affirmation in the morning, which is powerful, and I definitely don't want to give that up. However, I realize now, reflecting on this whole conversation and this thought, there is a different type of deeper inner spirituality in connection to my higher power, connection to divine spirit, that I don't necessarily do in my personal daytime practice that I did experience when I would do my nighttime meditations. For me, nighttime meditations held a very different experience than the daytime ones. And in having this conversation with you, I realize that. And I realize that that might be the piece that I'm really missing within my nighttime meditations. But who knows? We'll see. I'm hoping I can stick with this and share my experiences as I dive in as we go. But yeah, that's where we are today. Thanks for listening to me babble for a few minutes about this meditation. Not this meditation, these thoughts and my experiences. I would love to know where you're at. How is December treating you? What practices have you walked away from? And what is one step you can take to get back to them? And do you meditate at night? Have you ever meditated at night on a regular basis? And what did you think? When you meditate at night, is it a different experience than if you meditate during the day? And if so, share with me. Tell me all about it. I want to hear all the details. Thank you very much for taking these few moments to be with me and to listen to this podcast. I appreciate your connection. I appreciate this community, and every follow, every like, and every comment that you offer on this podcast or on my social media really makes a difference and helps me know that this is something that's important that we get to keep talking about and doing. So hit the follow button, share this podcast with a friend, and let's keep our uniquely beautiful selves going.